Oh yay, oh yay, oh yay. All persons are admonished to draw near, give their attention. For the court is now sitting.
In May of 2005, the Wikipedia entry for Tennessean John Siegenthaler was updated to include the following language. John Siegenthaler Sr. was the assistant to Attorney General Robert Kennedy in the early 1960s. For a brief time, he is thought to have been directly involved in the Kennedy assassinations of both John and his brother Bobby. Nothing was ever proven. Also on the website, the Wikipedia website, it included this language. John Siegenthaler moved to the Soviet Union in 1971 and returned to the United States in 1984. He started one of the country's largest public relations firms shortly thereafter. It's a fascinating story, very interesting, except it was completely false. And as Siegenthaler wrote in an opinion piece in USA Today, he had no way of knowing who had posted it and who to sue, because of Wikipedia's anonymous posting system. Now, this story doesn't prove that Wikipedia is something you should never use, or that it is never reliable. But it does show that you shouldn't use Wikipedia and a whole lot of internet sources for research for your research papers, because reliability is key in conducting research for academic purposes and for research papers, and it's key in conducting research for communication law. So it's important to know that a comm law research paper, and any kind of research paper for a college course, is not the same as a high school research paper. If you're used to Googling for information, if you're used to using Wikipedia for information, you can't do that in this course. So this podcast is to tell you where you can go and how you can get information for your research papers in communication law. This is VoxComm Law, Episode 2, How to Conduct Legal Research. Okay, we're going to talk about four places to get information for your research papers, where to research. One is EBSCO, which is a compilation of academic journals from around the country and internationally. Second, the books themselves in the library, in the building. Third, we'll take really the core of what we're looking at is LexisNexis and how to look at law reviews, which is where people expound on what the law is and explain what the law is. And fourth, we'll look briefly at Find Law, which we already have during class, but I want to look a little bit more thoroughly. So I'm going to take you through several web pages. We're going to start off at My Desktop, and from there, we will go to the library website. EBSCO is a compilation of journals, and you can search through journals in all sorts of disciplines, inside and outside of the law. Law reviews will not be in here, but I would encourage you, once you know what your topic is and once you understand your topic a little bit more thoroughly and know what to search for, to search in academic journals, because you will find things that you might not find in law reviews. Academic journals are written by professors. Law reviews are written by lawyers, law professors, and really smart law students. So you can search here and find some good information. If you go back to the main page and then click on books, that takes you to the card catalog, where you can search for books that are in the Margaret and Homer Brown Library, but you can also look for books that are in the Abilene Public Library, Hardin Simmons Library, McMurray Library. So here's the deal. If there are books on point discussing your topic, you ought to have spent some time looking at them. That will make for a better research paper, and it will make for a better grade. So, here I could search for several things. Say, for example, I want to do a research paper on copyright in distance education. What are the copyright implications? Well, I could type in several things. I could go very generic and just type in copyright. Or I could go very specific and type in Teach Act, which is one of the acts that specifically applies, one of the laws that specifically applies to distance education. Or I could type in copyright and education. So that's what I'm going to do here. And once I've typed that in and I hit enter, several books come up. Copyright law for librarians and educators may be helpful. The complete copyright liability handbook for librarians. I want to go more than that. Okay, and look down at number 4, copyright law and the distance education classroom. That's going to be the helpful textbook or the helpful book for me in doing my research. And if I click on that, the page about that comes up. That would be a great book to go find. And if I am doing a comm law research paper on distance education and copyright law, it would be wise to cite this book in my bibliography. Okay. So let's look at LexisNexis. This is really the core of the searching techniques, especially for legal research. All right. So if you click on LexisNexis and Westlaw are two competing providers of information for the legal industry. Okay, so if you go click on LexisNexis, academic, the general page comes up. If you look on the red bar, click over, is legal. Click on that, and that will give you several searches that are available to you. Over on the right, it shows you legal searches. And here we're searching in law reviews. Law reviews, like I said, are published by law schools around the country. There are dozens and dozens of them, and they are a definitive source for what experts say the law is. Experts will take a Supreme Court opinion or several opinions or several topics, or take a topic and will distill it down for you. All right, and so we could type in various things. If I searched, for example, what do experts say about the Teach Act in law reviews? And so I type in that and click enter, and several come up. For example, The Teach Act, Copyright Law and Online Education by Christine Hutchinson. Good Policy or Bad Compromise, The Teach Act's Eligibility Requirements. So those are several, there are some great ones here that were very useful in the research that I want to do. And so you should spend some time looking at those and seeing which ones apply specifically to what you're interested in writing on. So if you go back to the LexisNexis academic page, legal page, the next entry down under legal searches is federal and state cases. If you click on that, you can do a search for cases. Now I know I've showed you how you can do that under Find Law, but this is useful for some federal cases, for some state cases that don't show up on Find Law. And so this is probably more expansive and more authoritative. So I here have typed in Brandenburg versus Ohio. As you know, Brandenburg versus Ohio is the case that sets the standard for punishing advocacy of illegal action. And it's where the test is. So I want to get a copy of that case. So I type in Brandenburg versus Ohio. Or if I have the citation, I can type in the citation of the case. So click that. It shows me all of the opinions in the appeals court process. So if you look down at this, the all 9 entries, the ones that are listed with the style Brandenburg versus Ohio are the various opinions that eventually brought it to the Supreme Court, which is the top one. And if I click on that one, I can read in LexisNexis the Brandenburg versus Ohio opinion by the Supreme Court that was decided in 1969. So let's go back to once more to the LexisNexis academic page, to the legal tab, and look over at legal searches. One last thing to look at, the Shepherd's citations. Back in the day, Shepherd's was a collection of books that listed where opinions that had been written by the Supreme Court had been cited subsequently, where they had been cited by the Supreme Court or by by lower courts. And so what I could do is, if I wanted to see what the impact of a specific case was, I could see all of the cases subsequently that have cited that case and have used it as authority. All right, so here let me click on the Shepherd citations. And if I, for example, type in the citation for Brandenburg versus Ohio, which is 395 U.S. 444, and I knew that from the previous search that we conducted, then I click on enter or check. It lists out, as you can see, it lists out the cases. It lists out how many cases followed it, how many concurring opinions wrote about it, how many dissenting opinions wrote about it. And then if you look down a little further, it shows where the Supreme Court cited it most recently. And the most recent case was Morse versus Frederick, a case that we'll talk about later in the semester, where a student was punished for holding up a sign at a school function that said, "Bong hits for Jesus." And so the Supreme Court ruled in that case against the student, but there is, as you see, it was cited in a concurring opinion, and it was cited in a dissenting opinion. Okay, so that is the value of LexisNexis. And I haven't gone further down on under legal searches, but you can see here there are also ways to find the federal and state codes, ways to find tax law, some of these things which are very unlikely for you to use. But these top three or four will be very useful for you. If there is a situation where you are referring to a federal or state statute, do not cite the textbook, Overbeck. Don't cite the law review where you saw it. Cite the code itself, and you can find it through searching under LexisNexis. Now, you can also find cases and statutes and even the Constitution and agency law at Find Law, and that's a free way of doing it wherever you are. So let's go to Find Law, www.findlaw.com case code, and this shows you where you can get access to codes and statutes and regulations and also case law. So for example, if we click on Case Law Supreme Court, that brings up recent decisions, and then you can search based on the year of the decision, and I can do a citation search the same citation search I did for Brandenburg versus Ohio. And then once I do search for Brandenburg versus Ohio, it will come up here on Find Law. Okay, so those are the places to go for your legal research. What you need to have is primary sources. Newspaper articles, those are secondary sources. Magazine articles are secondary sources. Law reviews and cases are going to be your primary sources. Now, understandably, there are certain subjects that don't have a whole lot of case law, and they don't have a whole lot of statutes. And so my expectation is that you find what's there, and that you, and then you have to rely on the secondary sources. Whatever you do, I am available, I'm always available to help you out to find information. My goal is to help you to write a great research paper, and to help you to learn a lot about the topic while you're doing it. So don't hesitate to ask. Don't hesitate to seek some help from the library in finding articles that you want to find. And don't hesitate to seek some help from me in finding the case law, the articles, the statutes that you want to find. So I look forward to reading the research papers as you work through them.
United States in this honorable court.